97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, it's not a Monday, but we're still going to visit with Frank Cusimano here in about 13 minutes or so. A lot of sports, not only the Cardinals, obviously, still wrapping up the West Coast road trip, but a lot of college football, controversies, the NFL. Got a big game in Australia tomorrow night, so Frank's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We wrapped up last week with a Missouri Supreme Court decision that ends up throwing the state into a bit of a messy situation. Scott Faughn is here, the host of This Week in Missouri. I figure there's no better person to untangle this mess than you, Faughn. So you're tasked with that this afternoon. How are you?
I'm scratching my head with everyone else. I had to have a guy on today just to kind of break down what's happened, not even what it means, just what's actually happened. And it, essentially, Denny Hoskins can be a little controversial, but I mean, you got to keep in mind, people started throwing around words like corrupt and illegal. I take exception to that. Those words have meaning. If you're going to be serious and have a conversation about this, Denny Hoskins was maybe over the top partisan. He pushed every piece of law as far as he could for the Republican Party. And mind you, Mark, Denny Hoskins never really said he was going to be the Secretary of State for everybody. He said, I will be the most partisan Secretary of State there is. He ran on it, was overwhelmingly elected. And now, this is the part I don't understand about liberals. It's like when people run on saying they're pro-life, and then they vote pro-life, you know, the post is bashing, oh my God, I can't believe it. Well, you should just listen to him. Denny Hoskins has taken every point of law, every possible decision, and been as partisan as possible with those decisions. If you like that, if you don't, that's up to you. None of it's illegal. He slow-walked these petitions. He made every excuse. They went to court and essentially kind of at the end said, I'm going to decide personally this is unconstitutional. It had never been done before that I know of. But still, it is in the law that he could do this, and the Supreme Court checked him.
Well, I mean,
I think it was always going to end somewhere like this.
I mean, they checked, they kicked his ass. I mean, it was unanimous, right? So now we have a situation, and this is the mess on our hands, where we have people that voted, myself included, for members of Congress on these new districts that were drawn by Republicans in 2025. But the Missouri Supreme Court rules unanimously that those districts never legally took effect. So what happens to those of us who voted? I mean, you can't come up with a better definition of disenfranchised voters than this. I don't know what the solution is, but you can't argue that you didn't disenfranchise a lot of voters because you're changing the district from which they're going to vote in now.
I don't. I mean, in Missouri, you can live anywhere and run in any district. Residency is not an issue. I'll be honest with you, Mark. You could boil it down a few different ways. To me, this was always something that was done from Washington, by Washington. None of this was done for a Missourian. This was all done for Washington Republicans. And in this state, when Washington Republicans say jump, the Missouri Republican Party says how high. And they did exactly what they were told. I don't have a lot of ill feelings for them. I think the only reason this isn't just ridiculous and stinks totally is in Democrat states, they do a lot worse than what the Republicans did here.
Well, so I think there is
fire with fire.
Yeah. There is something to that. That's kind of the only thing that's kept me from really ripping on Denny Hoskins here, because I think you do kind of have to put a lot of the blame on him if you look at the history of this. But then, you know, I wasn't talking about the residency of members of Congress. I'm talking about people in Missouri, Scott, who voted. Perhaps they were in Emanuel Cleaver's district originally, and now they are again, but they voted on a different member of the, you know, of the House based on the districts that were put before them according to the new maps. So if that gets, you know, torn up, which it has, and I guess it's being sent to the Supreme Court. I don't think anybody really expects the United States Supreme Court to get involved here. They're going to probably kick it back to Missouri and say, this is your own problem, right?
Well, the country's split up in under nine districts type, where different areas of the country, each judge is the one that you send your appeals to. Guess which judge you send these appeals to from Missouri? A guy named Brett Kavanaugh. Now, how much goodwill do you think he has for partisan Democrats right now?
Yeah, not much.
I've heard, look, there are good arguments. Number one, Jackson County submitted an affidavit saying they couldn't do this. They're about like St. Louis when it comes to elections, St. Louis City, that is, and it's just, everything's hard. They struggled. They said they couldn't make the changes. Military ballots go out. The ballot by state law is supposed to be finalized today.
Right.
So I think, you know, the Supreme Court has a way of just saying, do what we say, and people do it. And I assume that's what will happen here if they stay this. Lots of folks predict there'll be a stay of this ruling. They'll take the actual case up and hear it later, but it won't matter. I think you're going to know close of business tomorrow if Rick Bratton is running in the district I'm in Jefferson City, or if him and Cleaver are both running in inner city Kansas City exclusively. I think the voters have a reason to be put out, but look, you play stupid games with stupid prizes. This whole thing is a Washington Boone puddle that the Missouri Republicans were folly enough to get involved with. I get it. I understand. I actually would support an 8-0 map. I think you probably should do it a little more thoughtfully and actually have some Missourians involved in the process of drawing it. But I think you have to fight fire with fire. Then the Republicans have to get tough. Denny Hoskins, say what you will, the dude was partisan tough, just like he promised he would be when he ran. I think the way this ends is up to those judges or justices and how they want to intervene. As of right now, it's going to be 6-2. Cleaver will stay in Congress. What will be more interesting than all of these things, I mean, honestly, I don't think most people care all that much who their member of Congress is or even remember. We had Bob Onder, and everybody thought he was going to be terrible. Bob Onder has been one of the best members of Congress I have ever seen as far as fighting for money for this area, the area he doesn't even live in, by the way. I am as far away from his house as you can be and still be in his district. Bob Onder has been 10-on-10 fighting for earmarks, taking the power out of those liberal bureaucrats, and forcing the United States government to spend money in places they hate and despise and look down on. I am so proud of him. I hate to lose him. But I'll tell you, I think the more interesting part of this that'll matter to more people is there's always been folks picking and pecking at the court fight and wanting to have a big court fight on how you pick these judges. And we had one about 15, 16 years ago. It's probably time for another one. I would say this case, especially if the Supreme Court does not intervene and make it like send Rick Bratton to Congress, I think you're going to see a court fight, and it's about time. I personally like the way we pick judges, but a lot of Republicans don't. It's going to be interesting to see. This will lay wide open the divide in the Republican Party over supporting trial lawyers or not supporting them. This will be a huge litmus test of where you are in the Republican Party if a court fight does come.
Scott Faun is here, the host of This Week in Missouri. You're pretty good at calling balls and strikes. I try to do that as well. But if you go back to the primary and take the congressional maps out of the mix and you look at what happened to the amendments and, you know, the ass-whooping that Republicans got on the amendments, a potential defeat with Amendment 3 coming up. I mean, I know you're a huge fan, as am I, of Governor Kehoe, but you can't really make the case that he's notching a bunch of victories right now, is he?
No, the scoreboard's a scoreboard. I mean, it is what it is. Things he has supported, things he's called special sessions for, things he's pushed for. You know, if he do win the abortion one, then great. If I had to guess, look, if you ask me any question to put before the voters and there's funded opposition on the no side, I'll take the no side.
Right. And that's probably what's going to happen here.
I would say, look, I think they've done a good job with this amendment in making this something palatable that voters that are generally pro-life, but not extreme pro-life, could vote for. But yes, anytime you're wanting a yes and the no people have money, 100%, I always will take the no side to start off with an advantage. They do here also. Yeah, it is going to be. Look, but they need a win.
But where does that put Republicans, okay, like entering the next legislative session with Mike Kehoe? You know, like you said, they need a win. There's not a lot of those coming right now. They have a super majority, and you're not getting wins. That seems mind-bogglingly frustrating.
Well, you could pass anything through that legislature right now. It's just some of these bigger things the voters have to weigh in on. And when the voters weigh in on them, they don't weigh in on their side. I'll tell you what I think this is, Mark. They've had the majority for 25 years. It's a generation, 24 now. A generation of that, and they're all pretty ideologically aligned. The trial attorney stuff has been the biggest change in all of that. But I'm just going to tell you, I think they're out of a lot of the things you do. They've cut taxes to the point where the state's having trouble meeting its obligations. And so how far do you go with that? They did abortion, but they banned abortion to the extent that a lot of folks just wouldn't comfort with it. I think this is the problem of being in the majority this long. The cupboard is getting a little bare of good practical ideas that help Missourians. So you get into this like radically partisan stuff. Everybody wants to pass a bill. Everybody wants to have their name on history. You kind of done the main Republican things, and just running government well is kind of boring. You
know? I always tell this story when I was first doing reporting, when I was learning how to be a reporter at journalism school in Columbia, and you know, you may or may not know this, but I stayed there, you know, after I graduated for 10 years as well. But there was a guy, I think his name was Maxwell, Jim Maxwell or something like that. He represented what is right south of Columbia? Is it Ashton? One of those little
Ashland,
communities.
Yep.
Ashland. Okay. Ashland. So anyway, so this guy, so I'm covering this guy. He's a state lawmaker, and he kind of prides himself on the fact he was a Democrat, okay? But this is back when there were Blue Dog Democrats, like conservative Democrats. But he sort of prided himself on the fact that he never introduced a piece of legislation. And the young, naive person in me was like, wait a second. What are you talking about? Like, why would you have that job if you're not going to introduce? No. He was actually thinking along the right way. We have way too many pieces of legislation. We have way too many laws.
I agree
and all
with
this
that.
Stuff. Right. So this guy, and he was a Democrat way ahead of his time. I wish we can get Republicans on that board right now. All right, Scott Faughn, keep an eye on him. We'll see what happens here with all this situation with the court. I mean, we're going to have to hear something from Brett Kavanaugh here in the next couple of days, aren't we?
I from what I hear, the rumblings I've heard is you're going to hear something from them, even if they're not going to take it up.
Right.
Probably by this time tomorrow, we're going to have an idea of how this lands. And then we talk about how that impacts going forward. Watch this court plan. It could be a real opening civil war in the Republican Party in Missouri.
All right, Scott Faughn, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
You bet. You too.
All right. Cusumano coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.